Even though the world's number one ranked golfer is out of the tournament, the British Open in beautiful and blustery Turnberry, Scotland, is heading towards a memorable finish because 59-year-old Tom Watson, who won Turnberry 32 years ago, our director wasn't even born then, was tied for the lead as today's third round began. Mr. Watson would be the oldest player by far to win a major championship. NPR's sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us. Morning, Tom.
Roof. Oh, sorry. Surfing dogs thing.
That was a setup. I don't believe that at all. I think they got a lot of dogs to bark, but I digress. we're at the halfway mark of the British Open. Can Tom Watson, at the age of 59, win this thing?
Well, he sure thinks so. You know, it's very telling what's happened so far. He had this magical first round on Thursday when he shot a 65, and he had the lead for most of the day. And you know what prompted all those turn-back-the-clock headlines in the sports pages? And there really wouldn't have been any shame if he'd just faded away after that and let the young guys take over. And it looked like that was going to happen at the start of yesterday's second round. Mm-hmm. He gave away a bunch of strokes at the beginning of the round, but then he played the last 11 holes in 4-under par, and he basically announced to the field, "I'm here to play, and I'm here to win this golf tournament." And Scott, if he does it, he will smash the record for oldest golfer to win a major. That's currently held by Julius Boris, who was a relative toddler at 48 when he won the PGA Championship in 1968.
Now, I'm intrigued by this, because last year at the British Open, Greg Norman, at the age of, I think, 53, made a very respectable run for a couple of days. Is there something about the British Open that makes this a good tournament for veterans?
Yeah, that's a good point about Norman. I don't think two in a row makes a trend, but the Open Championship, as it's called, is played on these so-called links courses near the sea where weather is often a factor, where it's harder to control the ball because of the links turf. And with Norman and Watson, you have two guys who really understand the tactical game required on a links course, how to keep the ball in play, how to keep the ball under the wind. So it's more links knowledge than it is age-related. If that knowledge comes with age, you know, so be it. But plenty of young guys have won the tournament as well.
There's this big bicycle race going on in France, right?
That's right.
Yeah, what's the latest?
Well, the team Astana, which has been getting most of the attention through the first part of the race, things aren't going so well right now. There's some implications of some shady stuff going on with doping controls. And up until now, Astana looked really strong with riders holding four of the top five positions in the standings. But American Levi Leipheimer, who was in fourth place, he broke his wrist and is out of the race. He was an important member of that Astana team. He's a strong ally of Lance Armstrong's and someone who potentially could have helped Armstrong win his eighth tour. Now, experts think with Leipheimer out, it'll force the showdown everyone's been talking about sooner rather than later between Armstrong and Alberto Contador in their competition for the team leadership at Astana.
I've got to ask you about Jeremy Mayfield, the NASCAR driver. It's a little hard to follow the dispute between him and his stepmother, but let me give you a chance to talk about this.
Yeah, San Francisco Chronicle columnist Ray Ratto has claimed this story as the 2009 Our Culture Has Lost Its Damned Mind Perpetual Trophy. Basics are Jeremy Mayfield, according to NASCAR officials, tested positive twice for methamphetamines. He's fighting the suspension. He accuses NASCAR of drumming up positive tests and blasted NASCAR for using his stepmother to prove Mayfield's drug use. Mayfield publicly called his stepmother a derogatory word for a prostitute, starting with a W, and accused her of shooting and killing his father a couple of years ago. A wild story. I would say NASCAR has some PR work to do on this one.
It's almost not fair to call you our sports correspondent, but thanks very much, Tom Goldman.
You're welcome.